Because this is an experienced students retreat, I won't be giving basic instructions for practice. And the instructions that I give are meant to be more to augment or support your practice. The instructions will probably have some relationship to the teachings each day, or sometimes the day before, and some relationship to my sense of how the retreat as a whole is developing, unfolding. And you're welcome to take the instructions as suggestions, support you and augment what you're doing. And if you feel like the instructions that I give or the guidance I give is somehow out of harmony with how you practice, that's a great topic to talk about in practice discussion. And we can explore it together a little bit. For today, I want to emphasize the simplicity of mindfulness. That mindfulness is a simple awareness of what's happening in the present moment. And to better understand what it is, it can be helpful to contrast it with other ways the mind operates, other ways that we even sometimes apply our attention. And sometimes we apply attention or we bring our presence to our concerns, the concerns we have in our minds, the preoccupations, the memories, the plans and fantasies of the future. And they can be, we focus more on the concerns we have about the meditation, or the concerns about ourselves and our issues and problems and challenges. And to be involved in concerns is to have the attention diverted from simple awareness in the present moment. And it's useful to recognize when your mind is involved in concerns and when it's involved in simple attention to what's here. And of course, the simple awareness of mindfulness can be aware of the fact that we're involved in concerns. We can be aware of how powerful those concerns are. Sometimes I'll use the mental note, wow, as a kind of awe and reverence for how powerful the mind is. Wow, I'm really caught up in my concerns. This is like a flood, which is just kind of taking everything along with it. Boy, is this strong, wow. And this kind of label like that, to step back and observe it that way, this is what's happening, with a kind of awe, I find that it begins freeing me from being caught in the concern. I know the concern, but I'm not being the concern. And so to begin getting a feel for the simplicity of mindfulness, moment by moment, where attention is not pulled into and lost in concerns we have. And one area of concern, which is can be difficult to see, is the concerns we have about the meditation itself. Concerns we have about ourselves as a meditator. They're just more concerns. Wow. And to see that clearly, so you can come back to the simplicity of mindfulness. And one of the advantages for focusing on the breathing and getting a little concentrated or really absorbed in something simple like breath, like breathing, it's kind of like doing something that frees you from your concerns. It's like reading a good book that pulls you out of your daily life concerns because you're absorbed in something else. And with breathing, it's being absorbed with something that's clearly in the present moment. Something which is here to support us in the present moment. And an advantage of separating ourselves from our concerns, it's the concerned mind that tends to create stress and tension. So, assuming a posture that supports you in meditation, a posture that maybe evokes some healthy energy, alert effort. And they can be very useful to relax your body. At the very beginning of meditation, maybe it's the just tuning into your body and breathing. You notice the shoulders can relax or the belly. As we get into the meditation, it can be little micro relaxations. Small little letting goes. And there is a degree of relaxation that sometimes shows us when we get caught up in concerns, because the concerns tighten up muscles. The relaxed body is a reference point to noticing when we get pulled into the world of our concerns. And perhaps you'll notice the tensions involved in having concerns. And certainly, we all have concerns that are important to us. But dealing with them is meant to be another, a different time than during our meditation. Trust the simple mindfulness here and now. Letting mindfulness, almost like letting the mind itself rest in the body breathing. Relaxing the tension and pressure of the control tower. In this practice of mindful presence, being present for experience with awareness, to set yourself up to do it continuously, turn it on, turn the light on and keep it on, is probably hard for this in general, but especially in the first day of the retreat. A lot of our concerns from our daily life come along and visit and are stirred up. Sometimes it's helpful to think of mindfulness practice as having a rhythm that maybe a similar rhythm to sweeping with a broom. Maybe the rhythm follows the breathing. That as you exhale, the broom sweeps and you kind of let the mind return to just simple awareness and let the concerns sweep away or fall away or recede so that in the foreground is just awareness. Now the concerns will come back and then in the next exhale, you let go of those again. And they're kind of a gentle sweeping kind of rhythm. So it's short little bouts of rhythmic, relaxed, almost like a massage for the brain in a sense, short, relaxed periods of just being present and then lingering there, staying with it as long as you can. But and then it probably fades away and concerns come back, thoughts come back, and then do it again and again and again. And the same with walking meditation. There's a rhythm there with the steps as you walk. And perhaps one example of this kind of rhythmic repetition of being aware is every time the foot comes down onto the ground again is a time when you sweep the mind of its concerns that have arisen and preoccupations, and then you are there mindful again. And this is not, to use the word concern doesn't mean that we're denying there are real life concerns, issues we have. It just means that in the meditation, that's not the time to be involved in them. Thinking about them is for another time. And that the concerns we have more or less belong to the karmic world, the karmic stream of our life. And we're not denying that, but we're trying to awaken the Dharma stream, the stream of awareness. That's a little bit like creating lots of room for everything. And we're living in the space, the great space of the room, rather than living inside our concerns. And the awareness has a room for everything, but it can be there without our participation, without our fueling it, without ours, we getting pulled into that world. And you might find this particularly valuable in a retreat like this in the transition times, the times in between sitting and walking, that you might watch your mind and see how quickly in the transition times you get pulled into your concerns and your thoughts and your fantasies and ideas. And maybe you don't need to as much. Maybe there too, there can be a rhythm of coming back to awareness, staying close to awareness. And as the awareness gets stronger, the mind tends to become less stressed, less preoccupied, less tense. We tend to then cease, stop, fueling the karmic stream. It's been said that one of the major causes of depression is rumination, repetitive thinking, the same thoughts over and over again that are thoughts which are deflating or discouraging. Resentments can be repetitive thoughts of anger and hurt. A remarkable thing begins to happen when we choose awareness rather than rumination, awareness rather than continued thinking, awareness rather than being swept along in our thoughts and concerns and ruminations. This doesn't mean that we stop thinking and stop being a thoughtful person. It just means that maybe a fair amount of thinking doesn't really serve us on the retreat. It actually serves something else. It serves the karmic stream, not the dharmic stream. So in the transition times, you might really try to keep the mindfulness practice going in a relaxed, easy way so that you don't so completely pulled into the world of thinking and preoccupations of concerns. You stay close to that place where awareness is concern-free, or place where awareness has room for everything. And you identify more with the space in the room than you do with the thoughts and the ideas. Some people find that this kind of care with the transition times and the retreats works well if you think of doing just one thing at a time. And when you do it, to do it intently, carefully, not necessarily slowly, but certainly not hurriedly. A hurried life is fuel for rumination and thoughts. So doing one thing at a time, and sometimes it's nice to do it slowly, carefully, so that it can really support the ongoing development of this stream of mindfulness, the stream of awareness that can stay in the present moment, and we can begin to benefit from the Dharma stream that gets awakened as we stay here, present, alert. It's a very significant thing to do, to tap into this Dharma stream. My guess is that for most of you, you've given the karma stream enough attention. They could probably use a break. So we're starting the practice discussions today. Hopefully you remember which day you signed up. And it's often, I think, on this Zoom online retreats, it's probably a good habit at the end of this instructional sitting or before it, beginning of the day, to check once more time to make sure you know what day it is and which day is your practice discussion. So today is Monday. And some of you signed up for Monday. And as I said yesterday, it'd be nice if you came about 5 minutes early, just we're in the waiting room. And so I certainly, and Inez looks forward to our meetings with you. And Kim will be along in one of them. And look forward to meeting you. Thank you.